So let's talk about venetoclax and specifically the issue of TLS.
Venetoclax is a unique drug. It's different than any of the other oral drugs that we have. When we did the phase one clinical trial with venetoclax, we were doing a dose escalation, but there were patients who had grade 5 tumor lysis associated events in the trial where patients either stepped up on their dose or initiated at too high of a dose and fatal tumor lysis events were seen. So unlike most other drugs, venetoclax, because it's a very, very potent inducer of apoptosis in CLL cells, venetoclax, we have to initiate at a low dose of 20 milligrams a day and gradually escalate over a period of 4 to 5 weeks to get up to the target dose of 400 milligrams daily in order to avoid or minimize the risk of tumor lysis. We don't do that with any other medications for chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I can't think of other medicines that we do that for because of this risk. So it's a unique agent in that respect. The drug is started through a starter pack, which is the first month's supply, which has packets for each week for the patients, and it's very clear which packet to start with and which ones to go through in order to make sure patients go through an ordered escalation of their drug. It also has instructions in it in terms of how much hydrations patients should be getting and what their follow-up should be with their physician.